Again, I greet you in the name of Jesus, the one who gives us life in himself, the one who died to set us free from the bondage of sin. Without him, we are slaves to ourselves. For continued worship, I ask you to turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Galatians, chapter 5. If you are comfortable to stand, I ask you to stand as we read from chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. Verse 1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Verse 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Thank you. You may be seated. Title to the message this morning is Liberty in Christ. Liberty in Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. This book of Galatians is most likely the first epistle that was penned by Paul, somewhere around AD 49. It was written to a group of people in Galatia. Now, Galatia was not a city. It was a region. We would call it a country. An area where Paul founded churches on his first missionary trip. In different cities, including Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. And it is believed that this letter would have circulated through those various churches that he started on his first trip. Julius Caesar made this comment about the people of Galatia. "They are fickle, fond of change, and not to be trusted." That was supposedly Julius Caesar's comment on these people. "They are fickle, they are fond of change, and they are not to be trusted." And I think Paul experienced their fickle nature firsthand. We read in Acts 14, how that he healed a man, a lame man, I think it was. And because of that, these people from Galatia bowed before Paul and they wanted to worship him as Jupiter. And by evening of the same day, these same people picked up rocks and threw them at Paul, left him outside the city, and supposed that he had been dead. All because of their response to some of Paul's enemies from other cities coming in and persuading them that Paul was wrong. So in a day's time, they went from worshiping Paul to stoning him. Now, to these very people that tried to kill him, Paul is writing this letter. And he is refuting the Judaizers who taught that the Gentile believers would have to abide or come alongside the Jewish law and adhere to it in order to be saved. Paul is refuting that. And I think that's what he's talking about in verse 1, where he mentions the yoke of bondage. The yoke for these people was that they were trying to adhere to the Jewish laws and at the same time claim they were saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. Paul, in verse 7, was disappointed. He said, "Ye did run well," or "ye started out right. What happened? Who hindered you? What's going on?" If we would read in chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." Why are you so soon removed from being saved by the grace of God through faith to trying to save yourselves by following some set of rules? In this case, the old law. And Paul was trying to convince them. He was calling them from this yoke of bondage to faith in Jesus Christ that would bring freedom to their hearts. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." Verse 13 says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty." Liberty, being free. Oh, we long for freedom. No restrictions. Not being controlled by anything or anyone else. Liberty is the right to act, to believe, or to express myself to my own choosing. Liberty. Free. Nothing is holding me back. A family executing their carefully planned escape at midnight, dashing for the border. A man standing outside a prison wall, gulping in the fresh air in the morning sun. A young woman with every trace of an addictive drug gone from her system. A new believer in Christ getting up from his knees after having confessed his sins and received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Free. All of the above, they're free. Can you imagine the feeling? We know the feeling of some of these. Fresh anticipation. They can begin life's journey in a new way. They're free. You know, whether we're fleeing oppression or stepping out of prison or breaking some habit, or getting out from under the bondage of sin, freedom means life. Amen. New life. There is nothing so exciting and exhilarating as knowing that the past is forgotten And the future lies before us in a new way. There's new opportunities, new privileges that come our way. People yearn to be free. We want freedom. We all want to be free. You know, we're living in a free country. There's freedom of speech. We like when there's freedom of wars and fightings and strife. Freedom from hunger and thirst. Free to do as I please. Free to serve self. Self. How many of you feel free in your heart and mind when you are going after the things of the world and trying to gratify the flesh and the carnal nature within you? Does that bring freedom? Does that bring peace of mind and heart? I think we all know the answer. Most of us probably been there, done that. Is that the kind of freedom that Paul is talking about here? Free to just do as you please. No. In this profound letter, Paul is explaining the reality of our liberty in Christ Jesus. The liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. In Christ, there is freedom from all the minute little details of the Jewish law that they were trying to adhere or uphold. In Christ, there is freedom from the power of sin. Not freedom to sin, but freedom from sin. Sin will bring bondage. There is guilt. There is fear. There is confusion and chaos. There is no freedom in sin, in taking our own way like Satan would have us believe. Freedom in Christ is to be delivered from the power of sin by the blood of the one who died for us, to set us free, to give us liberty. Free with a cleansed and pure heart to serve the living God, the one who brought about our salvation. Salvation is by God's grace through faith in Christ Jesus, and faith in Christ then brings us freedom. True freedom. Bondage or freedom? Bondage or freedom? Today, ideas abound of what is liberty or freedom. The devil is quite successful in selling his lies. And not all so-called Christians are free. John 8, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Free indeed. Could this indicate that not all so-called freedom may actually be freedom? Freedom indeed. Rather, it may be a disguised bondage for some. Jesus there in John 8 was speaking to Jews who were sure that they were free. But he told them that just because they were Abraham's seed, they were not necessarily free from the guilt of sin. They were still in slavery to sin. Only Jesus, only the Son of God, can bring true freedom. It doesn't matter who our relatives are. They will not bring us freedom. Now, it may be a means of bringing us to Christ, but Jesus is the only one that can give us freedom from the power of sin. S- Sin has many different ways of bringing bondage to our lives. According to Matthew 15, verse 18, sin begins in the heart. Sin begins in the heart, for out of the heart proceed all these evil things. Sin is a heart issue, and if not dealt with, it will bring bondage with it. It will bring bondage to the heart. Love for self is one of them. Shows up in many different ways. A love for the world can sneak into our hearts and enslave us, bring us to bondage. Possessions. If Jesus would ask us to sell everything like he did to the rich young ruler and give to the poor, would we be willing to do so? You know, anything or any practice that we cannot give up cheerfully when God asks us to becomes a chain or bondage to us. Really. If there is something in our life that we cannot give up when God asks us to, we're in bondage to it. A love of the flesh, though camouflaged to make it appear legitimate, is bondage, because it will keep us from loving God and serving God with our whole heart. Bondage to sin is not always outwardly evident in a person's life. You know, when we see a drunkard staggering down the street, it is obvious that he is enslaved to strong drink. But pride and vanity in my heart is not always that apparent to others. We can successfully hide it most of the time. Hatred or dislike for another may not always be noticed by others. But if that is in our heart, we are in bondage to it. We are enslaved. Satan has many subtle ways to bring even good people into bondage. Those who have been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ may again come into bondage if they cease to completely be surrendered to Christ and His Word. It is possible that we can fall back into some of those things after being cleansed and set free. And again, it will become a bondage to us if not dealt with. Sin will always bring us into bondage. But true freedom is found within the confines of the cross of Jesus Christ, under the blood of Jesus. The more we give up to Him, the more we have. The more we give up to Jesus, the more we have. That doesn't make sense to human reasoning, does it? Take up our cross, follow Jesus. In order to do that, we must deny self. We must give it up, all of it. Then Jesus makes us free indeed. Bondage. Verse 1, the yoke of bondage. To be under a yoke means that we are in an oppressed condition. Bondage is a state of subjection to a force, power, or influence. Bondage makes us unable to do what is right consistently. Bondage makes us unable to do what is right consistently. While life in Jesus Christ sets us free to do what is right, there is liberty. We are free to do what is right, powered by the Holy Spirit. In Romans 7, we read about the law of the Spirit and how that life in Jesus sets us free from the law of sin and death. Now, when we are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, we are not subject to or a slave to sin. However, we are human and we sometimes fail. And when we do, it is important that we come to Jesus in repentance and godly sorrow about our sin or misdeed. And not just try to justify ourselves in the wrong that we've done. Not just justify ourselves for the wrong that we've done. You know, humanity has come up with many ways of trying to get around this sin problem, this matter of sin, this spiritual death, and the bondage that we're in. But man on his own cannot set himself free. There is no substitute for true repentance and godly sorrow in one's life. There is no substitute for clearing up the sin problem in our life, other than through the blood of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, God gave his people the law. And that law revealed the evil of their hearts. And violating that law brought various types of punishment, and it required blood sacrifices. The fear of punishment is what restrained them from pursuing evil. The fear of punishment. But that fear did not set them free or give them power to live in holiness. Today, yet, fear keeps man from trusting God completely. Many people are fearful of not being able to follow through on a commitment to God, and so they just don't surrender their life to Him. Fear is bondage. Satan brings many to bondage by his lies. Beware, he has a lot of experience. It started way back in the Garden of Eden, by the way. He is good at selling his lies, and people are buying them. He is good at twisting scriptures and making them sound reasonable to us. And even make them say things that God never intended for them to say. And today, too many people are allowing human reasoning to guide them rather than God's word. If it sounds reasonable, then it must be right. And thereby, Satan brings many people into bondage. He enslaves many with lies regarding brotherhood in the church. Lies regarding marriage and divorce. About healing. Maybe even about political involvement in the kingdom of this world. He doesn't care how he gets us, just so he has us. Today, information abounds with lies on how to be happy, how to be healthy, how to be successful and popular, how to win friends and influence people. It might not even include Scripture. Satan is a pro at twisting God's word and making it look so good, and thereby people fall for it and become a slave to him. Bondage abounds everywhere in many forms today. But praise God, Jesus can set us free from any kind of bondage that we're in. It doesn't matter what it is. Jesus has the power available to bring us out of that bondage when we are willing to give it up. When we're willing to give up whatever we are a slave to, Jesus is the one that can set us free. Freedom in Christ Jesus. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The way to be saved, the way to be free, is simple and very plain. It is easily understood in John 3. It says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Look, the children of Israel were to look on the serpent. We are called to look on the one who died for us, to believe in him, to have faith in him, and then live according to that, to the one who died for us, his word, which is the Bible. That is the way to freedom. It sounds so simple, but yet it is very involving. It takes our cooperation and our participation in order for Jesus to set us free. Jesus then goes on in John 3 and teaches us that believing the truth is doing the truth. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. Doing truth is doing what we know God wants us to do. God loves to make his will known to us and also dwell in us. Doing truth is doing what you know God wants you to do. You know, we struggle to know what God wants us to do sometimes. But really, we have no reason to be in darkness about God's will for our life. We have no reason to be in darkness about God's will for our life. And you might be thinking, how can you say that? You don't know what I'm facing. And we're in the same shoes. We're at home. Currently, we don't know quite what God's will is for our life in the future. So how can I say that there's no reason to be in darkness about God's will for my life? Well, really, there isn't. Just be faithful in God's known will for your life today, and he will show you what to do tomorrow. We don't have to know what we're going to be doing in 10 years, necessarily. We know that we should be faithful in 10 years. Be faithful today, and God will show you what to do tomorrow. He will continue to guide you through life. But you know, Satan uses human desire to cause us to hold back from complete surrender. He doesn't want us to just tell God, here I am, I want to be in your will, use me today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Satan wants us to hold back. We just can't give up this certain thing in our lives, and therefore God is not able to show us his will. Satan likes to bring us into bondage that way. It takes complete trust and surrender to God Almighty in order for him to guide us each step of the way. Otherwise, we're in bondage of not being able to trust God for our future. And by the way, when we give everything to God, when we surrender our whole life to God, our future to him, we don't have to fear what others think about that. We don't have to fear what others may think of us. Because God is all that really matters. It's all about him. It's all about living for him. And God is the one that can deliver us from the fear of man as well. And then he also makes us care about men. He delivers us from the fear of man, but he also places within us a care for others. Verse 6. The last part of verse 6. But faith which worketh by love. Verse 13. But by love serve one another. Verse 14. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Freedom to love. Freedom to serve. You know, the freedom in Christ Jesus is not freedom to take our own way, but freedom from the law of sin and death. Free to serve the living God. Free to serve each other by love. We are not in bondage to sin, not in bondage to ourselves, but we are free from that, and thereby we're free to serve him, free to serve one another. Out of a heart of love. Freedom in Christ means freedom to produce the fruits of righteousness through a spirit-led lifestyle. And if we would have read the whole chapter, we would have read about the fruit of righteousness. The fruit of the Spirit. Maybe we'll look at that at a later date. In verse 4, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Paul was struggling with those who were adding the requirements of the Jewish law to the simple message of salvation. For by grace are ye saved through faith. These people here in Galatia were trying to adhere to the Jewish law for their salvation, and because of it, some of them had fallen away from grace. And the yoke of bondage for these people was legalism, trying to earn salvation by keeping the law, trying to make it easier for God to save them, if you will. Well, we're this good already. We really don't need grace anymore. We're abiding by a set of rules. Today, we have many people on the other side of the road, if you will, from legalism. The bondage of liberalism. Freedom in Christ under grace goes something like this: I'm free to do whatever I please. It's freedom without restraints, no law, no authority, no responsibility, no accountability, no commitments. And ironically, that freedom brings with it bondage. Why? Because such freedom is not liberty at all, but slavery to the desires of our sinful nature. And it leads to the evil results of the works of the flesh mentioned in verses 19 to 21. You know, we might start out, we think these works are terrible, and they are. When we notice the verse, in verse 9, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. We might start out with a little thing, and Satan will bind us, and he will take us farther than we ever thought we would go. So are we under the law, or are we under grace? One man will not steal for fear of the law, and another will not steal because he loves God and loves his fellow man. That's the difference between law and grace. Many today are religious for fear of what will happen if they're not. I trust that we are religious because we have come to know God in a personal way, and we want to serve him with all our heart. That's the difference between law and grace. Only those who have the grace of God at work in their life are truly free in Christ Jesus. When we have a free heart, God is on our side. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Walk in the light as he is in the light. And when you fail, take responsibility. Repent, make restitution. Get up and keep going. Don't let it become a bondage to you. Do not try to justify your wrong conduct. By doing so, you are not free. Peace is fragile. It will soon vanish when we justify ourselves in wrongdoing. Stand fast in the liberty of Christ. Stand fast. Don't move in the liberty in Christ Jesus. Don't follow after the things of your carnal nature. Paul here, I don't think he was teaching a grace-only salvation. Like, if the heart is right, nothing else matters. He was teaching them to stand fast in this liberty. How do you stand fast when you are going after everything that appeals to your flesh? You're going here, you're going there. Nothing is bringing peace and happiness. You will not be standing fast in one place, in the liberty in Christ Jesus. And by the way, in verse 6, he writes, faith which worketh by love. So he is not saying that just believing is enough. Faith which worketh by love. And then James, in his epistle, enlarges on the subject. Faith and works go together. One without the other is a dead thing. And I think Paul alluded to that where he says, faith which worketh by love. You know, liberty in Christ Jesus does not free us from keeping, obeying, and honoring the doctrines and teachings of God's Word. It does not free us from obeying the rules and regulations put in place by those in authority over us. Those rules were put in place for our physical protection, and some of them for our spiritual protection. Will they save our souls? No, they won't. They are there for our good, for our protection, to steer us in the right way. Our forefathers put a lot of thought in some of these, in most of these, maybe I should say all of the rules that we have today. In our country, in our church. They are there for our, could we say they're there to keep us on the straight and narrow? Are they perfect? Would we change them? We'd probably all come up with a different set of rules. But I think they're there for our good. In closing, blessed is the one who is saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who is free from the bondage of serving self. Blessed is the one who lives a life led by the Holy Spirit, producing the fruit of righteousness. The reward will be worth it all. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Freedom or bondage. It's all a matter of whether or not we are serving the Lord joyfully or whether we are serving self. Jesus loves to set us free and to keep us free. To keep us free. With God's grace and help, we can freely do what God wants us to do each and every day. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Let's kneel and pray.